Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 23rd week after the Sunday of Trinity Sunday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, verses 15 through 22. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words. And they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew 22, verse 22. When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. This is written for our consolation, so that those of us who believe in Christ should know that we Christians are in possession of a wisdom that outranks all other wisdom, and that we have a strength and righteousness with which no human strength or righteousness can stand comparison. Against the Holy Spirit, no human counsel is of any avail. Through Christ, we have the power to tread sin underfoot and to trample upon death, and a wisdom that exceeds the wisdom of the whole world. If Christ dwells in us by faith, he is ours and will attend to all this in us. But in the hour of trial and temptation, we do not always feel this. Therefore, when I need it, he comes to me and enables me to make my way through my difficulties with renewed strength. We should never be apprehensive that our doctrine will go under and be disgraced. No matter whether all the learned and wise men of this world rise up against God's word and make a merry sport of their opposition to the word, they are doomed to ultimate failure. It can happen that they bark against the word and bite it to such an extent that people think that the gospel will be overwhelmed. But when they set themselves to overthrow the gospel, it is quite certain that they will fail in a disgraceful manner, and they themselves will be caught in the trap by which they hope to overthrow the gospel. This is what happened here in this gospel to the men who tried to trip up Jesus. They thought themselves smart enough to outwit Christ in every way, but their wisdom and smartness let them down. Let us pray. Grant us a full measure of your Holy Spirit, O God, the Spirit of truth and understanding, that we may always cling in firm faith to the teaching of your word. For Christ's sake, amen. You can purchase the Luther for the Busy Man daily devotional as a gift for family and friends. Find the print edition and other resources at ambassadorpublications.org. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Join us for Christmas at FLBC, December 1st through 3rd, featuring performances by the Bible College and Seminary Choirs and the Symphonic Wind Ensemble. Register for free and find live stream information at flbc.edu/Christmas.